is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' free message, September 6, 2023. Today's message will be on discovering your true essence. God bless you, Dr. Peebles. Welcome, dear friends. Today we would want to discuss something that is happening for each and every person living a physical life indeed on the planet Earth. You are all starting to open so beautifully. You are beginning a process of moving beyond what you have been told you are, what you think you are, what you have accepted blindly at times, up until this point where your soul starts to nudge you, where indeed you start to feel the presence of spirit, whether it be your own higher self, your guides and teachers. You are expanding, dear friends. You are starting to move beyond what you have been told you are. Now, each and every one of you, from the moment you find yourself moving through the veil and making your transition into the physical world, the earth plane, you have indeed been given a role. Some of this you planned yourself. Some of this indeed others have told you what you are. Some of you, of course, realize that, yes, I wanted to be part of a family. I wanted to be a parent. I wanted to be a sibling. Or indeed, you chose, of course, to be one gender or another, man or woman. At times, indeed, you declared, I'm going to be a citizen, of course, of this country, of this city. I am a political, yes, affiliation. So many of you have adopted much, much more than you would have decided even before incarnating. But now it is starting to unravel a bit as more and more of you are sensing that you are not exactly what these titles, what these labels, what these roles are. You are much, much more. You are pure spirit. You are God, as so many of you understand. And now it is time to begin to sort through how you have allowed yourself to be defined, either by yourself, your own needs or fears, or how others indeed have pegged you into a certain box. So, can you start to see indeed that you are more? Can you begin indeed to see what truly fits you any more? For the forms that you have created around yourself to be part of this experience, to learn, to grow, to heal, yes, they serve their purpose, but they were never meant to be static. They were never meant to stay the same. No, no. You are constantly changing, constantly growing. Now, each of you, of course, are doing it at your own time and space. So, again, as we always recommend, never indeed compare or judge yourself or others, but recognize that you have your own path, your own unique, innate timing as to how you are going to shift, how you are going to change and grow. But change you are. Some of you a little quicker than others, depending on your needs, your growth patterns, your goals and objectives, but you are changing. And as part of this change, you're going to decide more and more what roles you are going to play. Many of you have become so established, yes, at times even stuck in certain roles that you can't break free. You say, this is just the way it is and I have to accept it. Well, of course, that is not true. It is hogwash, dear friends. For you can create, you can change anything you desire. If you put your mind, your spirit, and you believe, dear friends. And some of you are doing it quite wonderfully, almost to the point where it is, yes, creating a bit of chaos and confusion. Some of you have decided, for instance, that I'm not male, I'm not female, I'm neither. Some of you are deciding, of course, that I don't want to be, for instance, a certain political label. I don't want to be Democrat. I don't want to be Republican. I don't like any of that. And I'm even going beyond to saying I'm independent. So many of you are seeing the trap that has been created by adopting and adhering to certain roles, certain forms. Some of you are looking at this in your partnerships, your marriages even. You are saying, no, I don't want to have that official stamp of approval for my marriage. I want to be a more of a free spirit because it doesn't fit me. Some of you are choosing, of course, not to be seriously involved with another being at all. but just to live your life, to meet many, many different people, to love them freely, and that is all right, of course. Some of you are experiencing this in your workplace, where you are seeing indeed that the job that I thought would have been perfect for me, some of you had decided this as a child, indeed, that I always wanted to be a doctor, a fireman, whatever. And now that you're doing it, you realize it is not indeed fitting who I am becoming. And that is key, dear friends. Will you allow yourself to expand? Will you begin to recognize the signs in your own life, in your own emotional and feeling states that says, the time is up for indeed allowing this role to continue to dominate my life, my consciousness, that I am going to change and may require, yes, some decisions to be made. A change of career, a change in your relationships, a change how you see yourself ultimately. It may even be something more materialistic where you decide being a homeowner no longer fits me. That role is not working for me. I'd rather be free and be a nomad, of course. Some of you have done that. We just choose to travel, indeed. And that is perfectly acceptable. There is no one pushing you. We are just saying to look a little deeper within yourself, that you start to recognize when the time has come to allow the natural changes that your soul is indeed showing you, asking you to pay attention to, so that you will be able to continue to grow. You will continue to seek out that higher awareness and not just be, yes, indeed, stuck in your own forms and patterns, roles and titles. For some of you at an ego level, get quite attached indeed to that. You say, well, I am the president of this company, or I am the father of the house, or I am this or that. And that is all right, but is that your true identity? Can you begin to look beyond those forms and how you have allowed either your ego, your intellect, your personality, or others to tell you what you are? This is part of the upliftment of consciousness you have all come here to participate in, to explore, to experience more deeply, more personally. So you begin to see, indeed, that what I have been told, what I have expected, what others, indeed, and not just an individual, but the world, society itself, has told you you should be. You should be a certain religion. You should be a good citizen. You should be a certain sexuality. Nah, they don't get to decide that for you. And they only get to if you allow it. So we ask for all of you to take back your power from any presupposed idea or limitation that you've either placed on yourself or if you've allowed outside influences to affect you, to decide as a higher spiritual being what truly fits you now. And most importantly, what fits the individual, the spirit that you are becoming as you increase your awareness, as you allow your sensitivity, yes, to show you different forms that you can create in your world. This will change your life. This will allow you indeed to find more satisfaction, allow you to find the deeper meaning and fulfillment in your life that you may not indeed be experiencing here and now. And that is so important for you. And it is also important for others around you, for they are watching. Those who are close to you, even at times strangers, may see that you have made drastic shifts and changes in your life, and they feel the courage. And then they look at themselves and say, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. You are, of course, as so many of you have allowed us to help you understand, you are the creators, you are the ones ultimately responsible for what you are experiencing, what you are feeling. Will you take that more into account in your life and begin to assess who you are, not again by what you have been told or conditioned to think, but coming more from the deeper recesses of your soul? Ask your soul to clearly help you understand your true essence, your true spirit, and allow it to come through, yes, even in the denser vibrations of the planet Earth, to reveal itself first to you and then to others around you, so you will be able to share your beauty, share your gifts, your kindness, your strength. For indeed it takes courage to buck the system. Yes, we understand that. But it is about finding the joy here. For joy, of course, is a higher vibration. And when you allow yourself to be pleased with who you are, with what you are doing, how you are living your life, you will indeed be existing in those higher frequencies of love and joy. Of course, it is up to you. You get to decide if and when. All we ask of you, dear friends, be willing to explore these realities about your current life, the style of living that you have chosen, and see indeed, is this still working for me? Am I happy? Am I feeling a little itch deep within me to do something different? It is all right to change. It is all right to shift. It is part of the growth, part of the healing you have come here to do, to find your courage, to be willing to be that adventurer, and to see indeed, how will I feel if I change my reality? What if I did change my job or my relationships to others? Would it be the end of the world? Or would it open me up to so much more grand experiences that will benefit me in the long run? Dear friends, pay attention to the inner nudges, the inner feelings. Do not ignore them. Do not put a blind eye to what you are sensing within yourself, for your spirit is trying to tell you what you need to shift, what you need to change, what you need to look at beyond what your personality is willing indeed to show you. And that way you will understand that there are always options, always other realities for you to explore and to ultimately create if that is what you decide upon. Be willing to allow your spirit to soar even in the earth plane in this reality, so that you are making the most of this opportunity. You are indeed believing more in your spirit than in the personality or within the forms around you in this world. And as you may have noticed, indeed, dear friends, many of those forms, many of those roles are just not working. It is time to break through, to begin to re-examine, reassess exactly where you stand in this world, where you stand within your own light, and then allow others to see, truly see who you are, first starting with yourself, realizing the powerful master that, of course, is within you, that has many, many possibilities to experience and to manifest in this world. We will be there with you, of course, to support you. We will remind you. We will help you if you ask us. We will be there. We do love you. God bless you indeed.